tables were put back on their proper stand, the money back on the tables, sacrifices sold, and sacrifices offered. That very day, probably. And then what was it about? What was he doing? I care more that you not know where it occurred in his life. I care more that you understand what was going on. If you understand, what does that mean? What does that mean to me? Why did he do that? If it wasn't a final thing, if they went right back to doing it after he walked out. So we're going to find out what all of this means. So let's go to the Gospels, and in the Gospels, learn about God the Father. Notice what I said. Oh, we're going to learn about Jesus Christ. But he came to reveal the Father. I want to see the Word of God. Let's look at Christ. He is the Word of God. I want to see what God is like. Let's look at Christ. He came to reveal the Father. So this is what he is about. This is what Jesus Christ is about. So the principles we want to get from the Gospel is to know and understand Jesus Christ, to know and understand the Father, and then begin to understand how we can love and serve as he loved and served. Now, let's continue through Matthew. Let me show you a few things about Matthew, and then we'll get to John. I hope we will this morning. Matthew presents Jesus Christ as a Davidic king. He proclaimed the Son of David. He will rule on David's throne forever. This is prophesied. So that's what they were looking for. Mark, Jesus Christ is the servant of God. He is promised as the servant. Luke, the Son of God. A title. Now, I want you to think about that title, Son of God. A Son of Man, that Luke uses. Luke is a Gentile. So Luke is the only Gentile writer. And Luke is thinking about this from the standpoint of all men. Gentile and Jew is the son of all men. I want you to think about that title. That's a title that Jesus Christ has never known. He's always known the title of God. But when he was born into the human race, he took a new title called the Son of Man. It was his favorite, and I say that because he was the one who used it of himself most of the time. I think all but two occurrences of Son of Man were used by Jesus Christ himself of who he is. So, now, the whole spiritual warfare we're looking at, who is sufficient to be God? Okay, and one of the greatest tests is, who can tell you what's going to happen and then have it happen? And not only tell you what's going to happen, but people put it in mystery. Put it in terms that just don't make sense. King, servant, all the things that are said about Jesus Christ, how are they going to make sense? And if we read through the Old Testament, all these things are laid out for the eye that would see. For the eye that would see, it's all there for us. Everything is laid out. Now, we're getting ready for Easter. But this whole thing of the wise men, Gentiles, knew that he was being born. Where did they get that? You go to Daniel and you know where they got it. You go through the history of the Old Testament, between the Testament period, you know where they got it. You see what God is doing all the way through. God is just piecing everything together for his glory. You have the writing, you have Jews in diaspora, Jews all over, India, all over, where the wise men are from. They don't speak Hebrew anymore. Alexander the Great changed everything. What did Alexander the Great do? He made everything common Greek. Okay, let's get the Bible in common. Let's get the Old Testament scriptures in common Greek. 70 people came together in Alexandria, Egypt, to put together what is called the Septuagint. What is the Septuagint? Old Testament scripture in what? In Greek. Who's that for? Who's it for? Well, it's for the Jews because they're in the diaspora. For Gentiles to speak Greek all over the world. It gets all the way to India. The wise men start studying scripture. Daniel, namely Daniel 8. Boom, there it is. They know. He's worked everything out. I am God. I will do it. I proclaim that I will do it. I declare I will do it. And then he brings on his Savior on the scene. Jesus Christ was promised Jesus Christ was prophesied in so many different ways. And again, what is so important, people?